The struggle for peace is the greatest challenge facing the world today. The world's only superpower is hell-bent on attacking Iraq, causing death and destruction to countless thousands of innocent Iraqi civilians. But Iraq has suffered enough through 10 years of bombing and sanctions. They should not suffer more to satisfy the US government's desire for power and oil. Let us be quite clear. This war is nothing to do with Iraq's supposed nuclear threat, and everything to do with political and economic control of a region that is rich in oil. The government's so-called dossier on Iraq has provided no evidence of possession of nuclear weapons by Iraq or any intention by Iraq to use them. Our government, on the other hand, does have nuclear weapons and is prepared to use them in a first strike, even against a non-nuclear weapons state. This is sheer nuclear hypocrisy, and we are demonstrating today that we will not tolerate this hypocrisy. Neither will we tolerate the lies which say that this is a war for civilization, for democracy, against the axis of evil, against a rogue state. The real barbarism is perpetrated by the US and UK governments. Remember the road to Basra at the end of the Gulf War. The US massacred the retreating Iraqi forces, machine gunning them from planes and frying them alive in their tanks and vehicles. These are the true war criminals, riding roughshod over the world, trampling on the human rights and dignity of the peoples. The US bombed Libya from Britain. They used Lakenheath Air Base near London, and they still store their nuclear bombs there. They may use it to attack Iraq. Come and protest there with us on the 6th of October. And come and protest at Plymouth on the 12th of October against Britain's own nuclear weapons. And if war does start, come to Downing Street at 12 noon the following Saturday. We are all opposing this war drive, and ultimately we will defeat it. We are the people, we are the world's majority, and we will prevail. No war on Iraq, justice for Palestine. Yeah.